Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Today is Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Who's your favorite Napo baby? 1202, Cellini DiMino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM on the road. What a road show it is. Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen right here in Stone Mountain, right next to the historic Stone Mountain Park. I want to thank Jonathan, the proprietor, for giving us perhaps the best steak fries and burger combination.
This is...
And chicken salad, the grilled rub chicken breast. If you want to try to eat healthy, that's something you want to sample.
Yeah,
as
I don't.
Well, which I just did. I inhaled it during the break.
I will tell you this. I've been doing this about 30-something years, and I've been fortunate enough to get, when we do remotes, to get a burger or a meal. This is as good, if not better, than anything I've ever had in 30 years.
That's saying a lot.
No, not, no doubt about it.
This is not stuff that you just kind of throw out there.
Nope.
So I want to thank them for having us. And don't forget, if you're in Decatur, Las Brasas, if you're a big fan of chicken varieties, that's a great place as well under the same roof. In the meantime, the Braves get the day off.
Why don't you talk to Scott? I'm going to finish my burger and go to the bar right now.
Take a nap, perhaps. Have some bourbon. The Braves do sweep the Marlins. They get the night off. And then the surprising Guardians come to town. Let's talk about that and more. Scott Braun joins us right now. He's got one of the best podcasts in Major League Baseball. Foul Territory is the podcast. And he joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Scott, good to talk to you again. How you doing?
Nick and Chris, I'm great. And everything seems pretty good in Braves country right now, right?
Yeah. We have things that are not necessarily going well for some individuals, but collectively, this team is absolutely taking care of business again to start the year.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And also, I was just, rechecking some OPSs before we started our little combo. And, I mean, most of the guys are not even that hot yet, if you think about it. I know Acuna's been talked about a lot, right? We're looking for more power from him, but that's okay. We can save it for later in the season. Ozuna's on another planet right now. But if you look at OPSs for most of these Braves, they're going to finish higher than that. So the offense is going to get even better in my mind.
And the starting pitching, this series aside, they were sputtering along for a little while, too. We know that they lost Spencer Strider. It is pretty scary that they're at 17-6, all things considered, right now.
I agree. And Ronaldo Lopez has been incredible. I think the expectation was, hey, let's try and get a 4 or 5 starter out of this. And instead, this turns into one of the best starters in the league at the moment. So the problem, of course, which I'm sure you've talked about, is what does this look like in August, September, right, beyond for him? He is a veteran. He's been around for a while. But even just to carry innings right now for this team is huge. And I expect Alex Anthopoulos to be more active at the trade deadline for another starter, because to me there's a difference between a regular season rotation and a playoff rotation. You look at each pitcher, and nowadays I go, is this a playoff starter? Do I feel good about this guy in games 1, 2, or 3? So I still think they'll be interested in that regard when we get to the trade deadline.
Lopez is 2 for 20 after this, and it's interesting because I think the plan, because of innings mostly, was, hey, he beat out Elder, we're going to make him a starter, we're going to stretch him out now instead of having to stretch him out later, we'll stretch him out in the spring. I don't know if anything is going to come into play, but with Charlie Morton, Max Fried, and maybe the beginning of the year without Strider, I'm absolutely believing that 2 for 20, you don't have to go look for a starter because I think you actually have one, the guy who might be the pitcher of the month in the month of April in all of Major League Baseball.
So you're saying Ronaldo Lopez for October?
I'm saying for the next 2 years as well. He's a starter.
Oh,
I'm not
thinking
about putting him back in the bullpen. This guy is a starter.
No, that part I agree with in terms of stuff and what he looks like. The problem is the innings. If you go off of history, and I don't care, right? I'm more old school on this regard because teams have tried this for years and it mostly doesn't work. And Alex Anthopoulos actually tried to be more careful with innings with certain players, and he's been a little bit more loose these days because nothing really works, right? We can get into pitching injuries, which we've talked about a lot this year. So for me, I just would say the chance that Ronaldo Lopez has his stuff at this level when we get to September and October is low based on past precedent. of how guys do when they haven't pitched much for a few years in a starting role, right? Like a reliever is, it's just a different role. So maybe he shocks the world and stays this way and, you know, finishes with a 3 ERA and his stuff is still, you know, playing in the mid to upper 90s. But history says you need to have a good backup plan. I'm just saying that's how it's gone. Jordan Hicks is like this right now in San Francisco. The Cardinals never gave him a true chance to start. He looks great, but I don't think he's ever gone more than, I don't know, 60, 70 innings in his career.
Well, I go back to Bryce Elder hitting that wall. He says mentally, but it looked like physically in the second half of the season last year. That's why, Scott, you're absolutely right. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah, that's the thing with Lopez. It's just likely that, I mean, of course, injury is the worst, you know, problem that can arise here. But I would say the larger chance is that you're like, hey, this guy's stuff's down a little bit. And sometimes it gets down far enough. Michael Lorenzen had this last year, too, with the Phillies, because he was pitching in a relief role for most of his career. Goes over to Detroit, becomes an all-star starter, has the no-hitter with the Phillies, and then just ran out of gas. So it's just pretty common with guys when they haven't pitched like this. That's why you build up your arm and your innings. So I would just warn everyone that we should enjoy this while it lasts, and we should have a nice plan just in case. And there also is a chance that the stuff goes down and they do say, let's try this out in the bullpen for now.
Right. And I think he might go to the bullpen for a little bit. But if they can keep him, whatever stretched out is, he could still be a playoff factor, maybe even starting a game or two, depending on how far they go. I want to ask you about the podcast real quick. And I know A.J. Brzezinski, we've had A.J. on a lot, obviously covered him when he was here. He is what you would call a character in business, you know, the business. He's a character. But I want to ask you something I've put out publicly. I know that everybody's got a story. Everybody's interesting in their own little way. But I'm not sure today's players are going to be as interesting as guys who played in the past. And part of it is they had to work for a living, off seasons, lived in a neighborhood, and all the things we sort of want to sometimes wax poetic about. What do you think, and you've had a bunch of guests on, what do you think about today's player as somebody, as a podcast guest, as opposed to somebody whose career is done, and they might have done it in a more colorful time in the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s even?
Yeah, AJ was ahead of his time because he'd have an off day and he would hop over to be on a national TV show too. Even back in the day when they had Best Damn Sports Show and he was out in the LA area, he would swing by on his off day to hang out with those guys. So he always loved doing this. There are still players like this that exist. I actually think it's more of a sport issue, and that's why we created Foul Territory. We felt like there were so many cool media companies and player run shows that were doing really well in basketball and football, and felt like there was literally zero in baseball, and still haven't seen it since we launched as well. Because, and I'm talking about the authentic conversations, you're getting the best out of the players. You're also still mixing in real takes on the news, which means you do have to be critical of players, which you'll do every day too. And umpires, which have been the talk of the town lately. But I do think that's what's the problem with baseball. It's been so by the book for a while. I think it was like that on the field. It's changed on the field. I think it became more like that off the field. The players are, you know, going home, playing video games, hanging out on the road. They're not out as much. They're not as many stories to tell. And then I just think from a PR perspective, when there's drama in MLB, we joke on our show and go, you know what they call this in the NBA? Tuesday. They have this all the time. They almost play up to it. You know, the guys talking trash to each other, but it plays up the storylines. It makes the regular season slog more interesting. So we're trying to accentuate that. And I think we have a long way to go as a sport.
Scott Braun, host of Foul Territory, with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. You brought up umpiring. I don't know if you know the answer or can give an answer, but how does Angel Hernandez still have a job? Because I think he's doing this stuff on purpose now. You can't purposefully be this incompetent.
Yeah, the argument from some people saying, oh, well, he doesn't have the worst ump score. I'm like, save it. He had the worst ump calls on Wyatt Langford a couple weeks ago when there were three balls so wide of the strike zone. We've never seen it in the modern era of pitch tracking to be that far off. You almost have to turn your head to look at where the pitch landed. It clearly is not a strike. You're right. He knows he's picking on a rookie in that case. But, yeah, I do think he's trolling the league at this point. I don't think there's much that is being done, and I haven't seen anyone speak out that has any authority. So
But Scott, what protection does he have? What is in the umpires? Because in the next collective bargaining agreement, if I can send a 22-year-old down because he can't really handle this, why can't I get rid of an umpire? Why is he the king of England? Why is he a Supreme Court justice at this point?
Two reasons. One, he's part of a union, and two, he sued the league. So they might not want to deal with another lawsuit, even though they, I guess, won or it got thrown out. still expensive, still costs them probably a lot of money. I think that's stupid. I mean, our league often cares way too much about money, and that's not good for the long term. But you're right, guys. We talked about this way too much on Foul Territory in the last couple weeks. The fact that Angel Hernandez is often the one guy trending on the same day that, you know, a player will hit three home runs or Shohei Ohtani hit the ball 450 feet, and it's like, what's everyone talking about? Angel Hernandez, enough. I mean, this should have been over 10 years ago. It wasn't as big of a factor last year. Why? Because he missed most of the season with, I think it was a back injury. So, yeah, it's got to happen. I mean, hey, if it was me, I'm commissioner. If I can move a team out of Oakland and bring them to a minor league park for years and I have that kind of authority, you know, among owners, but I can't fire an ump or at least demote him or pay him to go away, what are we doing? So it's actually kind of weird how powerless I feel like everyone is with this.
And if you're on that crew, how do you feel? This guy's making us all look bad. We're guilty by association.
Ooh, wait. I got a good answer for you on this because, you know, Ken Rosenthal's part of Foul Territory as well. We had a really deep combo about this the other day. He said most umps like him. And I have a conspiracy theory that they like him because he makes them look good, right?
Right.
One guy can have a terrible game.
Yeah.
Hunter Wendell said that the other day when he chucked Aaron Boone from a game for the fan. But for the most part, he overshadows everyone. So someone can have a bad day and they go, well, there's still Angel Hernandez coming.
Yeah.
You know what he is?
That's a great point.
You know what he is?
They're not talking about me. They're talking about him.
You know what they call that in high school? He's the curve guy on the test. He's so bad on the test, we all get a curve. We all get a better grade.
The example I used is, you know how there's the troublemaker in the back of the class, so even if someone else decides to throw something like a paper airplane, they still think it's the troublemaker, even if it wasn't him.
I think Aaron Boone got hit with that because he's been thrown out like 38 times. I don't think Angel told us. He didn't care who said it. It's you, and you're easy to throw out.
The Wendell stud, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Wendell stat, yeah, with the Yanks. But, yeah, Aaron Boone just caught a stray, and there's a guy behind him complaining, and Hunter made a mistake. He should have owned up to it. We're just in a weird place, and I think the reason that this is coming up so frequently is because we have shows like ours that are calling it out nowadays. You know, I used to work at MLB Network. We didn't talk about that stuff for some reason, even umps. So, there were just a lot of rules, and now we're going, hey, if you threw out Aaron Boone for no reason, we're going to hold you accountable and rip you on our show because all you need to do is be a human being and say, my bad, I didn't realize it was a fan, won't happen again. Instead, he doubled down after the game and was like, I would never do that. I knew someone else was talking. The video says you're wrong.
Right. And there's no, by the way, there's no no replay. You can't actually go to the New York offices to try to get that one fixed at that moment, although video would have proved that Aaron Boone was right. Hey, real quick, I want to ask you, why aren't there trades with Major League Baseball's draft picks? Why, and I don't mean just draft pick for draft pick, because I don't want the rich to be able to buy all the top picks. But what if I could trade the third pick for something that's already up in the majors or the minors? Why isn't that allowed?
Great question. We've talked about this one, too. And the union has told us, the players' side, they want it. They've asked for it. It's a collective bargaining issue. So most of the fun things that we don't have in the league are because the players and the owners like to get into it. So that is the reason. I don't remember the exact reasoning from the owners, some type of leverage. But there is no reason. It's just because of fighting, you know, little petty fights off the field. It would be awesome. I agree. I mean, think about it. The draft's right in the middle of the season. It would add more ammo to the draft. It would make it much more exciting. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen. Every once in a while, you get a national broadcaster that talks about how a team needs to trade draft picks. And we're like, yeah, you can't. Besides, like, the compensation round picks, like a few picks here and there, you can't trade the real juicy picks that we'd like to see that we see in football and basketball. It's a shame.
Did you see the list? Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves came in third when they were asking about let's rank and rate front offices. So the Dodgers won, Rays two, and they basically doubled up the votes for Alex Anthopoulos. I can't figure out how and why. And I know I live here, but I can't figure out how and why.
I agree. We're going to actually talk about that today. That's the article in The Athletic about the top 10 front offices, and they ranked it. I wasn't shocked at what it looked like. I was shocked at how far ahead everyone had the Dodgers and the Rays compared to the rest of the pack. I agree with you. I think Alex Anthopoulos, you could make the argument that he's number one. I mean, if you look at the Braves in this past stretch, they've won just as many titles as the Dodgers. They've basically been just as dominant, and I think they have just as good of a chance of winning more titles in the next few years than the Dodgers. So I agree with you guys.
Yeah, the Dodgers won the baby trophy. They won the baby
the 2020
trophy.
Tourney.
Again, we're in Atlanta, so we can say that.
And they should have made a trophy one-third the size of the regular one, and that should be the trophy that they're displaying. That's what I think.
It's the baby trophy.
Medal. Yeah, it's the baby trophy. Yeah, that baby piece of metal.
As Rob Manfred would call it, the baby hunk of metal.
Milk Carton Rob. Hey, now that you don't work for MLB Network, I refer to him as Milk Carton Rob because he's missing more times than I think he's supposed to be. What do you think of Manfred's job? Are you allowed to talk about this now?
I say whatever I want. I wish, you know, we had more Adam Silver vibes. I mean, I think the reason why, again, we do a show like we do as Foul Territory is I think the NBA jumped ahead of MLB when it wasn't the case for a while. And that has to do with the way the game is covered and the way that they kind of plan things behind the scenes and the players are partners and work together with the league. So I just hate the stances that we've taken here where they're so against each other. And the other part for me, yes, I can say whatever I want. Here's the part. Yes. Number one, the commission speak out about the umps. Why not? I'd love to, even if you can't, like, tell us why not. I just want more transparency. It's sports. Everything should be fun. And number two, guys, I've gone crazy about the Oakland situation. We could spend a lot of time on that. The fact that we're going to have MLB games in a minor league park for several years, and we don't even have a serious plan about Vegas. John Fisher is a true cancer to our sport. So I don't know why they allow him to get away with what he does, but he's kind of like the Angel Hernandez fall guy. They're like, here's our worst owner. He makes everyone else look good. And he also helps us threaten local cities to get more public money because he's actually leaving. So I hate the way that they handle that.
You can't see us right now. Nick, tell Scott what you just did twice.
I was pointing to you, Chris, because you guys could not be, Scott, any more in agreement when it comes to the owner of the A's.
He doesn't deserve Vegas. Nobody deserves to be playing in a four. You know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping like hell they host a playoff game in the next few years. It doesn't feel like it's going to happen. Can you imagine if they have to host a playoff game in a 14,000-seat stadium?
Yes.
That would be tremendous.
So this is the guy that's bringing baseball to Vegas, the place that needs to really be wowed. And we're having this guy who has tanked his team for years and pinches every penny. So here's what's going to happen, because they promised the league and the owners that they're going to have a payroll that's going to be like top 10 or something like that by the time they get to Vegas. So I go, okay, either they're going to have some great momentum heading into Vegas and a great team, and that means we had playoff games in Sacramento, or they're going to suck as he usually tanks the team in the last few years, and they'll have no momentum heading into a town that has, you know, a few other entertainment options. So either way, it's a disaster.
How they didn't get $2 billion plus on an expansion in Vegas and allowed this dope, this guy who's been stealing money relative to everybody else, why did they give, this is like waking up on Christmas and the worst kid in the house gets the best present.
Precisely. Couldn't have said it better. Also, landed on third, thought he hit a triple, can't score, right? It's a daddy money thing. It's really bad. It's embarrassed our sport, especially over the past year and a half, that no fan base should be treated this way. So I'm with you. I mean, we've talked a lot about what's gone on there. Also, because every week there's something new. You know, they announced the Sacramento thing, and then he gets up there. He can't remember any players on his team. So he goes, like, he essentially said, I'm paraphrasing, but look it up, I can't wait for Aaron Judge to bash baseballs against our pitchers in this park.
Yep.
What owner? Imagine if you owned a team. Who would say that?
Yeah, it's like the female owner in Major League. It's a real-life baseball owner villain.
It is.
All wrapped up into one.
It's going to be an Academy Award-winning movie one day called Moneyball 2, the real Moneyball.
Well, it makes us appreciate what's going on here in Atlanta. Scott, we always appreciate you coming on. The podcast is Foul Territory. Always great baseball conversation with us and on your program. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. This was really fun. Appreciate it. Good luck to the Bravos, Nick and Chris. Thanks again.
You got it. We'll talk again real soon. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford at Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. You will discover great prices, flexible finance options, our top trade-in values, and even something called mobile service. They will take care of the car. You don't have to leave the house. When we come back, since we are at Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen, it's going to be a blue plate special, better known as Beyond the Goatee. What do you have to tease the folks with, Chris?
Oh, this is the draft day special, Beyond the Goatee. Oh. And it has nothing to do with the draft. I made that up.
It's a draft day extravaganza.
I'm going to give you my top 10 Nepo babies. No, I'm not, but I'm just
trying. The Oakland A's owner seems to be one of them.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to tie all of this together as I now get to finish my burger.
He finishes his burger and he goes Beyond the Goatee when we come back. Cellini, Domino, and Stone Mountain, that's where we are. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Chiellini D'Amino, Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar Kitchen, the Smokehouse, a great smokehouse. That's where we are. Great smoked burger and steak fries is what D'Amino is inhaling right now.
Well, I'm going to Maggiano's.
Rubbed chicken breast. The point is, you want to eat like that hearty, you want to eat healthy, the options are here. And then some.
Why do you keep like pointing out the fact that, you know, I went healthy and look at you. I'm eating a burger. God's work, a cow.
I think you're a little bit paranoid right now. That's all.
No,
I'm just making a point for the people that come by. If you want to eat healthy or you want to, you know.
You had all the options.
Put your feet on.
We're the show of honesty. Adam Gillespie basically sent up a white flag to me with one text. I won't get into it. But as I said to him, it sounds like a man, courtesy of one picture of a burger on a plate, had his soul taken from him.
He's very jealous.
Yeah, that's what it sort of feels like.
And he's wearing it
on his sleeve.
And he's not fooling anybody.
He lashed out.
Yeah, you're lashing out for a reason. You're not fooling anyone. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by the folks over at Wade Ford. Georgia, with a surprise transfer. One decides to stay, and then in less than 24 hours, they get the surprise quarterback that perhaps they needed. All of that comes your way as we go on campus at 1 o'clock.
Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris D'Amino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
I didn't pull any sound in this because I don't even know if it would be descriptive enough. You know who Owen Wilson is, right?
Yes.
All right, you hear the story about Owen Wilson? There's a story going around that Owen Wilson turned down a role. He was going to play an attorney in a movie where O.J. Simpson was really not guilty. And he, according to his publicist, said, well, Owen's not going to do that role. I could never work in a movie where I, $12 million isn't worth it. I looked at what this movie looks like and what the budget is. Owen Wilson wasn't offered $12 million to do this. There's no way. This number is crazy. Do you know what $12 million? Do you think Owen Wilson is a $12 million picture guy?
No.
No.
Never will be.
Then I looked because they're pitching the movie. You know, they shot some spec footage. You don't shoot spec footage and then offer a star $12 million. Now, again, he might have been offered the movie, but I know a little bit. There's no way, based upon the production and what they were doing in this movie, that he was getting $12 million from these people. So I don't know whose story it is, but I'm
maybe that was the budget, like you said, of the movie.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on the whole thing. Here, Owen, listen, we can't afford film. We're going to give you every dollar we have. We'll see what happens. He didn't get offered $12 million. So, again, it's a nice, cute little story. Now that Reggie Bush has gotten his Heisman back, should we be thinking about other things that could be fixed?
Yes.
Should Armando Galarraga get his perfect game?
How do you do that, though?
I'm going to put it in the books. It's a perfect game.
You just say the umpire blew the call and it's...
Yeah, it's a perfect game.
It's going down as
Jim
a perfect
Joyce
game.
Was the guy. Yeah, it was 26 outs. If you know the video, you know the video. I'd like Armando Galarraga to...
Jim Joyce crying after that game.
So I will tell you...
You want to see a human side of the umpire.
No
you
doubt.
Saw a human side from him.
Yeah.
Talking about how he kicked the blank out of that call.
Well, he learned from Angel Hernandez. It's just say you're wrong and just get emotional.
I like that theory, though, from Scott Braun from Foul Territory, the podcast that we just had on. The other umpires are like, you know what? I was thinking about it, me, personally, all the wrong way. This guy, everybody's talking about this guy, so if I make a mistake, it's still going to be about Angel Hernandez.
You're bad tonight.
I can get away with murder.
You're bad tonight, but you're no bad Angel Hernandez
bad.
And I also, I went back to the Sports Illustrated article about Jim Tressel, and somebody pointed out how deep did it go or something like that was on the cover.
What did he know?
Like it was a murder trial.
Yeah.
Somebody made a really good point, so much so that last night I went back and read that. It's tattoos. I mean, there's some other stuff. And by the way, Reggie Bush's stuff is more stuff. You know, he got
but
paid
I think it was
money.
More about
Reggie
him.
Bush got paid money.
You're
it's
right.
not just the house thing. They lost 30 scholarships. So it wasn't just Reggie Bush. The NCAA came down on the school and the program. The Heisman people took the trophy. Now that it's back, people just want to think, oh, Reggie's parents lived in a house. No, it was more than that. But I look back at the tattoo thing.
It was more about him, though, saying... Don't go to me.
Okay.
Go to him.
Okay. So.
Like John Wooden having the bad guy.
Okay.
He had his own bad guy.
He got kicked out of football for 5 years, Jim Tressel. Jim Harbaugh got a 4-game suspension.
Was it maybe because of his squeaky clean reputation that he was trying to put out there as well, Jim Tressel?
If you lie to the NCAA, one guy got five, mislead. One guy got 5 years, one guy got four games.
I get it.
So the Ohio State, remember, their wins are gone. They don't look like 30 wins. Didn't they take like 3 years of wins from them or something?
Yeah.
Not that it matters. The games happen. But if we're going to go back
as an Ohio State fan, I'm going to tell you how I see things.
Go ahead.
It sped up the process because I think his better days were behind him. All right. You got Urban Meyer and you won another national title.
He got raked.
That's how I see it.
But he got raked.
Yeah. He was also losing a lot of close games that he used to win.
All right.
Again, neither here nor there.
Speaking of the wrong person. ESPN. You know what they opened up in Detroit yesterday? ESPN Bet. They actually have what I want. Like, look at this place right now. And if you had betting here, if you had a big board up, you had the TVs, you got food. Food, it's in Detroit for a reason because all these people are coming in. It's a, what do they call it? Brick and mortar. It's a brick and mortar betting house. So it is open in Detroit for what's going to be going on this weekend because the NFL is a lot prouder than it used to be. I'll play you a cut, though, because you could still get it wrong. Do you know who's getting... It's at least a cease and desist, but might get sued. This guy. Now, this isn't him.
Does rise again.
Okay. Tupac's family is really pissed at Drake. He took some AI stuff, made it sound like Tupac, and he put it in a diss song. Kendrick Lamar. And the family of Tupac says, get it down. We're going to sue you. Not only can you not do it, but we got no problem with Kendrick. So you're fighting a fight with a guy who's dead, who you, through AI, will put out there and make it sound like he's dissing Kendrick. So you can't do this stuff. Look, I know these guys have been able to do whatever it is they want. They sample, they do this, they do that. Now he's got somebody mad at him. Now, he wins because it's publicity. But I like the fact that Tupac's family at least said, you can't do this. You can't do whatever you want. Adam Schefter, speaking of ESPN Bet. You got to be careful how you word things because there was a bet on the board, J.J. McCarthy to a bunch of places, including the Chargers.
Gotcha.
The Chargers number came down. Whoa, Adam Schefter, what's going on here?
And I don't understand how those odds have gone up like that. Is this some sort of gimmick? Is this some sort of thing where they're trying to attract people to get some big? I don't understand it.
He went on to say, I've spoken to people out there. It's not happening. How are these odds changing? He called it a gimmick. You can't run a sports book unless you're calling gimmicky bets. Gimmicky bets. What type of Gatorade is going to be dumped? You can't really go odds being drafted when you have all these insiders in the building, and you can't just put it out there like, oh, we're doing gimmicky stuff to move our odds. That's not great. They're going to have to... There's a fine line they're going to have to walk in.
I mean, this is something much like NIL. You're going through this for the first time, so you're going to make adjustments on the fly when it comes to betting, too.
P.K. Subban, NHL hockey player. He's now working the desk. He's with Mark Messier and Steve Levy. Here's how that went.
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard.
Steve Levy. Yes, you do. I have heard. They showed a picture of a guy working on his own stick. They got the carpenter
equipment. They said he had a magnificent tool. Isn't that what they said? And
yeah.
Then P.K. Subban.
I walk around with a hammer.
Took the ball and ran with it.
And Steve Levy confirmed it. Yes, yes, you do. I've heard. Jeez, I didn't realize the NHL was getting a little bit spicy this way. I'm going to give you a definition of a steal when it comes to drafts. We talk about booms, bust. I'm going to give you a definition of a steal. How good is Jokic right now?
He's the MVP.
Three-time MVP good, right?
Yeah, and he's a world champion, the defending world champion. Yeah.
So he got drafted 41st. So what would that make him?
Second-round pick.
Yeah, but he's a bona fide what? I'm going to tell you he's a bona fide steal. You can't be a steal if you get drafted 12th. You can't be a steal if you get drafted 15th. Let me tell you what my new definition of a steal is.
It's a Jokic?
No, well, if everybody had a shot at you and didn't take you, that's how you're a steal. Everybody had a shot at you and they didn't take you. I don't think you can be a first-round steal. I don't. Not everybody had a shot at you. And in the NFL, it's different because of needs. This is a league where you have how many guys on the floor at once? Five. 41st pick, three-time MVP, reigning world champions, and everybody had a chance to take them.
How's that NBA draft party coming along that you're organizing right now?
Yeah, I'm waiting to do
it. Everybody's coming to your house.
Yeah, I'm doing a Zoom with all the NBA GMs because they're all going to have a lot of time in their hands during the draft, actually.
How about Billy Devaney yesterday saying everybody got the day off yesterday?
I know.
The day before the draft, you all get the day off.
Scouts, get out of here.
He said even Terry Fontenot, for the most part, will come in and check a few things, but everybody has everything buttoned up at this point.
It's dangerous, man. You know, guys like me, I'm going to say, really? You're taking a day off? What if the phone rings?
Yeah, but you're different. You come in to work on days where you are off.
All right. Could you
very sick?
Could you spell this word?
Here is your first word. Please spell sesquipedalia. S E S.
It's like six.
Q U I P E D A L I A N. Sesquipedalia. That is correct.
I can't even say it.
I don't
mean to spell it. I don't even know what that word is.
He could hardly say it, but he spelled it. So here's why I'm bringing it up. He's like 6 or 7 years old. Did you see what was happening in Utah yesterday, Salt Lake City? They had like a parade. They welcomed the hockey team and the guys that are coming. There was a kid who had a sign that says, I don't need school. S-H-C-O-O-L. And I'm telling you, this wasn't a work. Welcome to Utah. He spelled school wrong. And he's telling me he doesn't need school. Now, I don't know what's going on.
You don't think it was at work, like he misspelled it on purpose?
No, but he's like 10 years old. Like, he should be able to spell school. I'm just telling you, I don't know what's going on in Utah. Maybe there's an education problem. Maybe there isn't. Somebody asked, is Utah mean enough? Now, what is it we know about the Jazz fans?
The Jazz fans are vicious.
Filthy.
Because it's all pent up.
So somebody wrote an article.
Vicious.
Somebody said, I don't think the NHL fits in Utah. They're too nice. I was like, I tweeted, I
talk to any NBA player as a visiting player that played in Utah.
I sent him something to his social media. I said, no. Go talk to some basketball players. If you think Utah's too nice for the NHL.
Also, the nightlife. It's fun there as well.
Yeah, believe you're
not,
a little bit crazy.
To some NBA players.
All right. You know who this guy is? And why would I be playing this music today?
Well, this is George Michael.
You know why I'm playing it today?
I know he died on Christmas Day, so it's not the anniversary of his death.
Christy Turlington, the model.
Yeah.
She's in this.
The Faith. Freedom.
Sorry, yeah, Faith. She's in it. She's a supermodel.
Yeah.
Supermodel. She's married to Ed Burns. You know who Ed Burns is? The actor, director?
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, he was.
One of the lone survivors, I think, in Saving Private Ryan.
So he's directed, he's written, and they're married. They're married for a long time. They have a kid who plays high school basketball. Guess what was happening? During a high school playoff game, they were passing around naked pictures. They were in the opposing building. So she's done some nudity. So they were passing around pictures all in the crowd to let everybody know, including, I guess, trying to freak the kid out. What do you think of that? I mean, she took them. She said, look,
right.
The pictures are out there. What am I? I'm not running from anything. I'm not apologizing. But do you think in a high school they're supposed to be passing around Christy Turlington nudies?
Probably not.
I don't
because
think so.
You're underaged.
Yeah, I don't think so.
On top of it all,
well,
yeah.
Where's the authorities?
Money.
Where's the authorities gathering up all those nudies, putting them in a desk drawer, looking at the money you want to? Yeah, I just don't know how I felt about it. They were trying to freak out the basketball team and the kid on the free throw line. They started doing that with the nudies.
So they had the naked pictures.
Yeah, of his mom.
Yeah.
That's his mom.
As the kid shooting.
It's his mom.
There's a lot of wrong
there. Daquan just woke up. Daquan. Naked pictures of his mom when she was a model and she took some naked pictures because it was modeling, lingerie shots, whatever. And kids at the free throw line all of a sudden trying to bug him out.
Did he make both free throws?
I don't know what he did. I didn't look that far. I was too busy wanting to use the word nudies. All right, last one. We have a hero. It's not a family member, but my next-door neighbor's Uncle Walt. I swear to God, I've met this guy a bunch of times. Uncle Walt, listen to this. You know what that is? It's not good. What do I hate as much as anything, if not more?
Is that an alligator?
It's an alligator. Do you know what Uncle Walt did down in Florida in Naples? His neighbor was getting eaten by an alligator. Swear to God, right there on on the road.
Now, how does that happen?
He's got two dogs. The alligator smells the dogs. The alligator comes up. Next thing you know.
So he's trying to save the dogs.
No, but
the alligator turns on him.
The alligator's got his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Walt, his neighbor, is going by. He jumps out of his truck, realizes what's happening. You know what he did? He jumped in his truck and ran over the alligator. He said, I think maybe if I distract him by running him over, maybe he'll let go. And it worked. He ran over the alligator. Now, I don't understand. Is the alligator survived? And they're going to, they think they're going to re-release the alligator. I'm like, no. Once you attack a human,
it's over. All bets are off.
Right. Right? Am I crazy? What's the word you like to use? Proclivity?
Yeah.
To eat one human.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't go away. I must tell you, though, this is another reason why.
So Uncle Walt,
well, thank you.
Go look at the news down in Florida. Uncle Walt was all over the news.
First of all, thank you to Uncle Walt.
Yeah.
Second of all, this is why I can't retire in Florida. I'd rather deal with snakes.
I think about it, too.
And lizards.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
I think about it, too.
Well, what happened to the guy's leg?
No. The guy had to go get medical help.
He didn't lose his leg, but he would have lost his life.
But he was dragging him into the pond. He was dragging him into the pond. Like, that's what alligators do. They get you, and he was dragging him into the pond that was right there. Uncle Walt jumped in his truck, jumped the curb, boom, boom, boom.
Was it a little dog?
No, it was two. I don't know what kind of dogs, but the alligator was 11 feet. That's an alligator that can drag you into a pond.
I'm with Nick on this. Don't take me to Florida with a dog.
So here's what you
can't re-release the alligator.
Here's what you do. I've got to take all the teeth out of the alligator's head at a minimum.
If you're going to go to Florida.
Yeah, and I want to.
And you want dogs.
I don't.
Do what I did.
Go ahead.
Have a nice doggy door.
Yeah.
A fence in your backyard.
Go ahead.
This way the dogs don't have to walk anywhere. They got a lot of room to roam around.
You know those alligators climb the fences now.
Well, if
have
they
you not seen it? They're opening up fence doors.
Listen, if they climb the fence at that point, then it's...
It was meant to be.
It's God's will.
It was meant to be. So I just want to say congratulations to Uncle Walt. He's a hero.
You are a hero, Uncle Walt. You can be a hero in the family getting some new tires whenever the Braves hit a home run all season. You'll score an instant round trip or discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at tireddiscounters.com/Braves. So what did you want me to put on the table earlier? $10? As to whether or not the Falcons
yes,
are going to move
you.
At number
yeah,
eight.
Will they pick at number eight? $10. Would you say yay or nay? What would you if this was ESPN Bet or Chris's House of Betting,
yeah.
Let's call it Chris's House of Betting right here at Cherokee Rose. I don't know where he stands on this, but I'm taking over the place for a minute. Chris's House of Betting at Cherokee Rose. What would you do with your $10?
I am going to say yes, they are going to move down.
Oh, so they're not going to pick eight?
No.
That was okay, they're not going to pick
eight.
They're
not going to move up.
Yeah.
But I think they are going to move down because
okay.
Someone's going to want one of these offensive players, and they're going to use that to their advantage because it's, like you said, it's math.
Yeah.
Maybe all of these defensive players they're eyeing are kind of on an even keel. So if I say, okay, I can move back and
I
take
a guy. Absolutely get one of the three or four guys that I can absolutely live
with. And they're
with,
all, again, on equal
up.
Footing.
That's right.
And plus, next year, we're probably going to lose.
A
if
second,
it's going
right.
to be as severe as we think it's going to be, we're probably going to lose a second-round pick. Maybe
yep.
I try to gain a second-round pick
yeah.
for next year.
Yep. It's what's good about not being in the quarterback business. We had Billy Devaney in yesterday. It was really, thank you for the response. Billy, listen, with all due respect to a lot of other people, Billy has got really no filter anymore. The fact that he let me use Scott Pioli's name, and I wasn't really going to, but what did he say at a certain point?
Why not?
Yeah,
use
why not?
If we're going to do this, let's use the names. Scott
about,
Pioli embraces Tom Brady after the 28-3 Super Bowl disaster.
You call that an embrace? I call that was next to lovemaking. He humped his leg. I'm sorry. I've seen the
and
pictures.
And he was Pioli not working for the Patriots.
He was working
time.
For the Falcons.
Yeah, for those that
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, he had access to the field on the Falcons side because the Falcons flew him there, pay him every 1st and 15th, and he went out and he worked his way through a crowd to go fall on Tom Brady. Like, literally. Like, fall on Tom Brady. You know what the picture looks like? I'm going to tell you this. It looks like Hank Aaron's mom hugging him at home plate. That's what the picture looks like. It's excessive. Not for Hank Aaron's mom. For Scott Pioli and Tom Brady. If you can, again, you don't need to win the press conference. If you go backwards and you can honestly look into the camera, if you're Terry Fontenot, who, by the way, I don't know if his job's on the line, but he's the guy that's been here, Raheem Morris is safe. Terry Fontenot
has... If someone's going to go, it's going to be Fontenot,
right,
not Raheem Morris.
Right. So what Kirk Cousins does is, I do believe this, I think Bijan Robinson is like getting a first-round pick this year. I do. I just think he is going to be utilized more. The veteran quarterback... Rookie quarterback, and I'd be worried about that. It's why you paid Kirk Cousins the money. It's a lot of money. But there are ancillary effects. I don't have to draft the rookie. I think I get Bijan Robinson. Everybody, you included, are telling me Kyle Pitts is going to have a good year. Kyle Pitts becomes a first-round pick again.
And
because
Kyle,
I spent
trust.
Money.
Yeah.
And all I had to do was spend money on a veteran quarterback. So that's why I think this combination of stuff, including maybe moving back a few spots, could give them a winning offseason.
Listen, I'm not saying he was right to do it. And I don't know how healthy he was either, but I think he threw in the towel, Kyle Pitts.
I
know you have to be a professional no matter what, so I'm not justifying.
And you're looking at routes, and you're looking at cutting some stuff off and not really looking back. And
I'm looking at this quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the game plan, and I'm wondering, my knee's killing me. What am I doing out
I'm
here?
The third
What's
option.
Happening here?
Well, what you're saying is if I'm the third option, he's not going to be able to get through.
Right.
He's not. He can't go through the progressions. I cut off my route a little bit sooner.
Yes.
I might not go as hard.
Yes.
I might miss a couple of plays.
All right. You know, listen, I was the fourth overall pick, and all of a sudden I got this Jonnu Smith running end-arounds in the red zone. What's happening here?
Right.
I'm out here with a bad knee, and this guy, I don't get it.
And he's there on Wednesday.
I got another guy back here throwing. I don't know what he's not even looking at me half the time.
Wednesday and Thursday, maybe he got. We talked about it. Maybe he
again,
got
I'm not justifying.
No, I know.
But I'm saying he was beaten down. I think mentally.
Well, then
as well as physically.
Then Kirk Cousins has a chance to be a. I don't want to call it a savior. I don't want to go that far. But he was the easiest path to the playoffs. But more importantly, he can make your first rounders. By the way, they're valuable. And they better play like first rounders if you want to be a non-playoff team for this many years in a row and be a playoff team. He could actually be the reason, not just his quarterback play, but because of all the other stuff as to why you do make it back to the
So that's
team.
A lot of X's and O's. If you're not necessarily into that, well, let us introduce you to the 680, the fan group.
May I?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins is so handsome. And so is Bijan. Now, we're not doing that at this.
Right, but...
We're not just declaring who's handsome.
You
right?
also did something that I've never seen you do before. You took a picture of your burger, the presentation here at Cherokee Rose.
I did.
And you sent that to Amanda, our director of social media.
I've never taken a picture of food unless I've been pissed off at it.
These are the type of things that I think the 680 The Fan Girl is all about. A little less X's and O's, more lifestyle-driven sports content.
I've taken anger pictures of food. Anger pictures. I don't think I've ever taken one to just say, hey, look at this. I really sent it to Adam when I saw it. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good looking.
It's all meant expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. I know you're going to disagree, Chris, but I'm going to try to sell it to you when we come back. It's never too early for a draft preview of a different kind. We'll do it next. Again, Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen is where we are in Stone Mountain. Also, check out Las Brasas. Those are the two restaurants under the same umbrella. Tremendous places. Las Brasas is in Decatur. Want to thank everybody for having us here in beautiful Stone Mountain on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
When a gator attacks a man walking his dog near a pond in Naples. But the story only gets wilder. The man was on the ground screaming for help. The 11-foot gator had him by the leg and was dragging him into a pond there. That's when his neighbor happened to be driving by and saw the scary scene.
Driving, and we saw a man laying on the ground, waving his arm. We pulled over, and I got out of the car and saw that an alligator had him by the leg.
It's your Uncle Walt.
No, not mine.
It's a true story. Chris D'Amino's Uncle Walt.
No, no, no. He's
for
my neighbor.
For the sake of the conversation.
Yeah, okay, he's my neighbor, Uncle. He's my neighbor's Uncle Walt. We've met Uncle Walt a bunch of times, and it's funny, when he comes up, and they do come up to visit a bunch, they're going to have a Heroes Welcome Party.
They should.
We're going to have a theme party of some sort. We're going to let a whole bunch of rabid animals just run around the house and see what Uncle Walt could save this time. But I have told my neighbors, maybe you only have one save moment in you. He might have shot his save moment. I don't know if I'm trusting Uncle Walt with the next one.
But that's a true story.
Good thinking. Yeah, it was.
Told
all over
earlier,
Florida.
And there you go. It was making headlines on every local news show down there in Florida. Cellini D'Amino. Here at the Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen in Stone Mountain, want to thank everybody for having us here. Kirby Smart throws college football another curveball. We'll go on campus a little past the top of the hour.
I don't know what you mean by that.
The Falcons are scheduled, if they stay where they are, to draft around 9:20 tonight. I think it's going to be a little bit later because I think they are going to drop.
Right. So if you want to make it 9:10, just have the Bears say Caleb Williams in the pre-show. Just say Caleb Williams drafted by the Bears. We could save a few minutes, like 10 minutes or whatever it is, because they'll milk it because they got a lot of stuff to do. I have a question for you about Caleb Williams. And please understand how I'm asking this, because there's a lot of times that clothes don't age well. That Carmelo commercial is brilliant when they go, look at me. Should have taken my advice. Look at how we dressed. It's really hard 20 years later.
The jumbo suits.
It's really hard 20 years later to have a win. Do you think Caleb Williams is excessively
yes.
over the top with his outfit?
Absolutely.
Do you think
that's who he is?
Fingernail polish, no lip gloss, fingernail polish.
Anything's possible.
I'm trying to check on Prize Picks. I haven't seen anything yet of which way I want to go. But do you think it's excessive? What you and I would call excessive.
Yes.
Okay.
That's who he is. He talked about it. I know who I am. I'm confident in who I am.
I know.
This is who I am.
In Detroit going to Chicago. Listen, I'm fascinated for the first pick of the draft even more now.
Yep.
13 guys, by the way, are going to be in the building.
I am surprised you can't go to DraftKings and look at any odds as far as, you know, nail polish, lip gloss,
yeah,
what have you.
There might be. Phone. I mean, it's like the Gatorade.
Yeah.
You know, it's how long will the national anthem be? I don't know. But I'm saying it honestly. This is the most excited I've been about the first round in 10-plus years. Because I think it looks easy, and I know a lot of these players, but something will happen where we go, whoa, okay, now what are you going to do? And that could include the Atlanta Falcons.
And don't look now, but right around the corner is another draft, Chris Domino, the NBA draft.
Uh-huh.
And as of right now, most likely the Hawks will have the 10th overall pick. And you're asking right before the show, what are the odds of them moving up?
Right, what are
and
the
I'm glad
odds?
You asked.
Thank you.
They have a 13.9% chance to move into the top four.
Great.
They hold just a 3% chance of landing the first overall pick. But there's still a chance. Now, this is so Hawks.
Can they draft Jason Tatum? Or is he off the board?
He's established already. Okay. The Hawks have not had a first overall pick since 1975 when they drafted David Thompson, who instead signed with the ABA's Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
I mean, that's so Hawks, is it not? That's like the least surprising thing you'll ever hear.
They have a chance to get to one?
3% chance.
3% chance to get to one. Okay. All right. Again, you want to interest me? Get one of the first three picks, and I will tell you, I don't know. I look at Jokic, and I go, all of you don't know what you're doing. That guy was picked 41st. I didn't know he was 19. And back in the old day, you and I were old enough here in this town where sometimes you drafted a foreign-born player with never having an intent
to bring
him over.
The Hawks did draft a guy. They may have drafted him late in the first round.
I think they did.
Who never even came over.
Yeah, was he
Tony Kukoc changed that entire way of thinking.
Well, go look at how many.
And even then, he stayed and played
right, for another,
overseas for another
2 years.
Yeah.
So, but the other part is, look at how many international players. People said, oh, they're going to ruin the game. Yet everybody would like somebody who plays like some of these international players. See Luka, see Jokic. Big bodies, they're all going to be soft. They just want to shoot threes. Okay, if they shoot threes well and they do the other stuff, yeah, I'll take one of those. Well, who was the... I wish Brandon Lee... Who was the guy? And I thought he was French.
Someone will know on the X platform.
He was a big guy who, when they
wasn't
drafted
Frederick
him,
Weiss, I think the
no, that was
the Knicks drafted him.
Yeah, before he got posterized and basically had all the man taken out of him
by his Vince
soul,
Carter,
his soul ripped out of him by Vince Carter. But there was a guy who never—I don't think he ever put his feet in America.
Someone will know. They always know on social media. Also, speaking of basketball, do you believe this Big Three story? As far as Caitlin Clark is concerned,
how do you say no?
They offered her two years and $10 million. And a percentage of team ownership,
right.
Half of all of the merchandise revenues for products featuring her name or likeness, and a seven-figure advance plus ownership on a documentary on her time in the league. So this could
minimum 15 million is what they said.
15
for
to 20
years.
Million, yeah.
10 games a year. Now I will ask you. I don't believe Owen Wilson got offered $12 million. I believe Big Three offered this money. And they figured out how to spread it out.
The guy in charge of the Big Three, not Ice Cube, the other guy in charge of the Big Three says, we offered this.
It wasn't a one-year deal. He wanted details.
And her agents never told her.
See, there's your problem. Do you believe the agents never told her?
No. I don't believe it.
Because you can't be my agent anymore. I have the right to say no. If you didn't tell me, you're fired, and I'll get brand new agents, even though you might have done a Nike deal. Can I ask this? Would you be nervous about, and I don't want to say exposed, but what if in the Big Three it doesn't go well for you? Now, again, it's a different game in so many ways, but do you not think that if you told a former NBA player, you got to shut her down because the world is watching, she might get roughed around, beat up around, might get covered in a way that nobody else in Big Three gets covered.
And you're not doing as much running in three-on-three, so it's easier to spend more
stay
energy.
With people.
Yeah.
Right, you could stay with people. She's not coming off screens because there's only one person who could screen. There's a guy with the ball, there's somebody who can screen,
right.
And then there's you.
Your screen game is very limited.
So do you think this is the... I don't want to say get exposed, because everybody now is trying to do the what would Caitlin Clark do in a college game for men? What would she do in an NBA game? Well, let's put her in Big Three. Is the money worth it if it doesn't go well?
No.
See, that's what I would... Part of my conversation would be, we're not going to blow everything you've done, but what if you... Other things to worry about. WNBA players probably wouldn't be happy with the... As much
she
as
would alienate a lot of people if she did this.
And if it didn't go well, and if she couldn't score, if, you know, you've read what I read. We had a couple of guys who played in that say. There's video of them saying.
It's entirely different.
I'm not giving her a chance to score. I will knock her on her ass. I'm not getting scored upon by her. I'm not here to bump your reputation. That's kind of a real thing. These aren't 60-year-old guys.
And she's still going to do very, very well.
So oh, yeah.
In retrospect, she did the right
million
thing.
Legitimately.
If you're an agent, you have to tell your client about this because sooner or later it's going to get out and then you're going to lose your job.
Yes.
And it's going to ruin your reputation.
Yes.
So I don't believe that she didn't know about it. But she is in the WNBA.
$15 million for 5 a year for 10 games. Part ownership in whatever it is they think they're doing over there. That's pretty good, man.
That's a hell of a deal to say no to. I know that much, but apparently she did. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice cracked bricks, floor gaps, or bowed basement walls. The experts from AquaGuard can provide a free inspection. If you're ready to fix your sagging, bouncy floors, visit AquaGuard.net.
Domino.
When we come back.
Yeah. Augusto Benelli in the 1986 draft. He never came over.
Okay. There was somebody else, though, because I was living here. It was the 90s. They drafted.
Right, never mind. Sorry.
Who they draft out of USC or UCLA? Who was the shooter?
It all runs together.
It all runs together.
Unfortunately,
there goes the perfect show.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam, for nothing.
Sorry.
You just hit an error and blew the perfect game.
You are the Jim Joyce.
You're welcome for the job.
You are the Jim Joyce of this show right now.
You just kicked the
blank out. You're our Judas.
All right, when we come back.
Now, go look in the 90s. I think
we'll figure it out.
I think they took a guard from USC and then took this guy.
A surprise move pulled off by Kirby at Georgia. We go on campus next as we are here at the Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen in Stone Mountain. Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.